You're listening to SBS News.
A new survey by Ipsos reveals that a majority support the principle of people seeking refuge from war or persecution. However, Ipsos Australia Director David Elliott says worldwide, the subject of refugees has become a hot topic and concerns are being raised around the world.
Certainly across Europe, we're seeing a lot of influx of refugees coming through from the Middle East and Africa. There's a lot of coverage about the plight of refugees. Certainly in Australia, there's an ongoing conversation around, if you like, stopping the boats. And I think all of those feed into this concern about, you know, what's going on in the world with refugees and how do we actually deal with it.
The survey reveals that 63% of Australians support people's right to seek refuge, but there was growing support to close our borders. David Elliott says half of Australians question whether refugees are genuine, but we're not as sceptical as many other countries.
Where we come out probably a little more positive is in relation to whether we're doubtful that people coming to the country claiming to be refugees are genuine. So around half of people globally, 54%, are doubtful. But in Australia, we're slightly lower than that.
Speaking in Geneva at the launch of this year's United Nations Global Trends Report on Refugees, the UN's High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, admits that not all refugees are genuine, but that doesn't negate the suffering and distress experienced by the majority who are.
This movement of people is due to many reasons. It is what we would call a mixed flow. There's no doubt about that. Some people are looking for better economic opportunities, and others, however, and I was there, as you know, you remember, others are there, are fleeing because of the horrifying violence that is perpetrated against them.
Australia's policy of holding refugees and asylum seekers offshore has attracted international attention, and Mr. Grandi says this country was among the first to have to deal with it on a large scale.
It started earlier in Australia than in other places. This is the crisis of solidarity that I have mentioned. It is identifying refugees and migrants with the problem, instead of people that are fleeing from a problem.
However, Mr. Grandi says it's developing countries rather than the West, which is bearing the brunt of the refugee crisis and hosting most of the 70.8 million displaced people who have fled war and persecution. Australia's policy has come under fire, with the director of the University of New South Wales, Andrew and Renata Calder Centre for International Refugee Law, Professor Jane McAdam, telling SBS that Australia was currently breaking international law in its approach to refugees. The Ipsos survey revealed that 40% of Australians agree that borders should be closed. That's up 5 points since 2017. A similar proportion believe that most refugees failed to successfully integrate into their new society, while a slightly higher proportion believe they can be successful. David Elliott says it appears that Australians see a difference between migrants and refugees.
The community is differentiating refugees from the idea of immigration and multiculturalism across the board. So I guess if people have concerns about the bona fides of refugees, then there's also that perhaps that flows into concerns about their ability to integrate, or I guess their willingness to integrate.
Australia's refugee policy can be traced back to the Tampa affair, when more than 430 people, mainly from the ethnic minority Hazaras of Afghanistan, were rescued from the Norwegian cargo ship Tampa in 2001. Then Prime Minister John Howard refused permission for the refugees to land in Australia, and they were taken to Nauru for their status to be considered. Eventually, 150 of them were allowed to enter New Zealand. Among them was Abbas Nazari, then aged 7. 11 years later, in 2012, in a TED talk, he spoke about arriving in Auckland as a refugee with little idea about where he was.
Who or what is in New Zealand? That's what we were thinking. But we didn't care, for New Zealand was the end of our 6 month journey. So there, once we arrived in New Zealand, 28th of September 2001, in the tarmac of Auckland Airport, we felt home. For the first time, we felt on solid ground.
In 2016, he graduated with a first class honours degree in international relations and diplomacy from the University of Canterbury. And this week, Abbas Nazari was awarded a Fulbright scholarship to study in New York. He says given the chance of a new life, he and his fellow refugees grabbed it with both hands. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.